lead you down the path. So I've been accused recently of being you're such an expert, you know, like, yeah. So it was a nice accusation. Well, yeah, I was taken back a little bit, like, okay. But, you know, people ask us questions, and we're so passionate at Gulf Coast Air Care, it's like drinking out of the fire hose. I mean, we just turn on our passion, and we will start explaining to you in detail to the nth degree, or not, you know, what's going on with building science and indoor air quality. And, you know, something as simple as duct cleaning and air filtration, it doesn't seem complex. But, you know, if you're a passionate multi-year expert, you know, there's a lot of detail. I'm a detail guy, you know. When I flew with the Navy, it was all about all the details. You've got to keep the airplane going because of the details.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, right?
I worked for UPS many years ago, and it was so detail-oriented because we had to write every number. There was no scanners when I worked for UPS. So, you know, and they scrutinized you by, is this a 3 or a 5? You know, I can't read this. So I've become a detail guy, and I realize in the indoor air quality business, the details make all the difference. You know, when you're talking about indoor air quality and, you know, people's health and all that, it seems, you know, there's an esoteric cloud up here, like, oh yeah, we take breathing for granted until you have bad air, unhealthy building, and then it's not so much taken for granted, and that's when you need an expert.
Right.
So you call Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, or go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. And if you want to get in here today, 850-437-1620. And, you know, we'll be happy to answer your questions or take your comments or, you know, just what's going on. But
right.
So I kind of feel like we're coming, out of that long tunnel we've been in with the virus. And last year, somebody from the CDC put out a white paper, or, you know, they were just releasing stuff to, you know, they felt like they were compelled to, well, we have to say something. So they released this white paper about virus in the HVAC system, and it made the entire industry go crazy because all of a sudden everybody had to have UV for every imaginable thing. And so it wasn't available. I mean, all the inventory was gone. Yeah. You know, the manufacturers were gone. Some of it's coming from overseas. I'm using a company that's right here in Florida. I really like their product, the Fresh Air YouTube, Blue Tube video. The Fresh Air Blue Tube UV. Jeez, I'll get it out.
That's a lot of...
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, that's all. So there is information on YouTube, and there is information about the Blue Tube, and we can help you with that. So, the likelihood of there being virus that requires a host in an HVAC system, it's infinitesimal. I've been using that word lately. I pulled it out of my $5 dictionary there. Infinitesimal. So, anyways. But, it's highly unlikely, but in our climate, because it's so humid all the time, we get a lot of microbial growth. We get a lot of mold growing. It's because of the humidity. All your bad things that happen to you, not all of them, but in general, the bad things that happen in a high humid climate, it's because of the moisture, you know, the mold growth and the allergens and the odors and all the things that are perceived to cause bad indoor air quality. That's all supported, or it's all kind of helped along by high humidity. And mold growth is one of the biggest things we see. I mean, you know, I open up air conditioners every week, and we just see woolly, scary, furry stuff in there. You know, well, out of sight, out of mind.
How it is, your imagination starts to go wild, and you're like, oh, it's probably nasty. You probably have a very strong stomach.
So yeah, here we are doing theater of the mind. You know,
exactly.
Oh my gosh, crazy,
out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. Like people that you don't look up too often, you don't take your vacuum hose and detach it and vacuum your vents.
I stopped looking up and I go into restaurants. I was like, I don't want to look up there. I don't want to look up there. You know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yes. So. I cannot help myself, and it drives everybody I'm out with nuts, because I will look up and I'll be like, nope, we're out. Let's go. But you're right with the UV light. I remember right when things were opening up again, that was a huge selling point for restaurants. To get people back in.
Well, and they scared the hell out of everybody because they put out this statement that was done kind of by a journalist and not by somebody, a researcher, a scientist, somebody from the HVAC industry. you know, even in the basis of fact. And I read the paper. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know. But anyway, so we were trying to get UV and have it in stock. And the secret about ultraviolet light, so we'll just start with a brief. So A and B UV is what burns your skin when you go to the beach and you don't use sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So the A component and B component of ultraviolet light.
Right.
The C band of UV light has a different light wavelength, and it kills on a cellular level. So what happens is if you put the C band, you put a bulb that produces the UVC onto a coil surface, it will kill anything that's growing on that coil surface. And we're talking about the air conditioner coil inside your air conditioner, in your unit.
Which is like what's that thing, the tesseract of like your air conditioning unit.
Yeah, right, right. So the evaporator coil is where all the moisture comes out to dehumidify your mm-hmm. house. The drain line is connected to all that, so it goes out of the house. And the cooling happens there, the dehumidification happens there. Anything that gets through your filter, if you're not using good filtration, it gets onto the coil. The perfect storm is brewing in there in your evaporator coil. It's dark, it's the right temperature, it's wet. It is a petri dish.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So the solution for UV, especially here in our humid climate, the solution for good indoor air quality and not having that stuff grow, a lot of it has negative effect on your health, you know, allergens, spores, debris that starts growing and all that, and then you get the coil gets to grow and stuff. It's not good.
No, especially people with asthma, autoimmune diseases, you know,
the elderly,
COPD,
the real young, you know, yes. Because a developing respiratory system or somebody whose respiratory system is not nearly as robust and capable to fend off anything. You know, the elderly, and we have a fair, our demographics are, I deal with a lot of elderly people. So the ultraviolet light solution is to put the bulb in close proximity to the coil. You've got to have the light shining on the coil. If you stick it up in the duct somewhere and try and catch stuff on a flyby, it's not effective like it is. Everything starts on that wet, dark, cold evaporator coil. It starts growing there. And we have technology now where they keep the lights illuminated in cold air. The super intense light shines on that coil, and it kills everything. You cannot go around in the indoor air quality and the duct cleaning business saying, oh, this sterilizes, this kills. There's restrictions on the semantics that we use,
yeah.
The terminology that we use. You can't say sterilize. You can't say disinfect because those products are not approved for those applications. However, with the ultraviolet light, man, it works. It really works well. And I have a bunch of them in stock now. So we've run another special for this month. We're doing a huge discount for the ultraviolet light install. And if that's something that you've been thinking about, June is the time. Because in July, we're going to change pace and we're going to go in a different direction. You will not see this discount after June from Gulf Coast Air Care. So normally $447 on that install, and not every install is the same, and we've discounted it to $370 this month. So,
wow.
And I've been taken on the carpet by the bookkeeper and some of the guy, you know, they're like, why are you discounting this so much? I said, it's important. People need to have the ultraviolet light in there. Yeah, but that's crazy. I'm like, well, I know it's in demand, but we have a lot of inventory in stock now. They've replenished us. And so we want to help you with the ultraviolet light.
How long does an install for the ultraviolet light usually take?
Oh, yeah, 30, 40 minutes. You know, I've seen some of them in an hour.
That's pretty good.
At the most. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a simple application to just put in there.
Right.
So okay. What happens is, we're talking about theater of the mind. Picture, if you will, you've got this air handler or this furnace, big,
okay.
Tall box in the heater closet or wherever it's at in your house. Some of them are in the attic. And there's a coil, so like an A coil or slant coil. And then there's a blower. And then there's a heater section that goes into the ductwork.
Mm-hmm.
So the coil is typically on a heat pump, which the biggest majority of people have. It's on the bottom, and the airflow is pulled through. And this is where we reference the picture. So the airflow is pulled through the coil and pushed up into the ductwork. Well, when that airflow blows through there, it pulls a little bit of moisture off that coil because that coil's wet during air conditioning season. That's what's dehumidifying and cooling the house down. So when we open these air conditioners up, we see mold above the coil because the blower is pulling airflow through the coil and pushing it up into the ductwork. So when it pulls that airflow through, It also pulls some of the particulate, some of the and the moisture. So I like the ultraviolet light on the top side of the coil, or the outflow side of the coil. And this may or may not make a difference or make be sensible to anybody, but putting it up in the ductwork where it, you know, it creates this light field, and then the stuff passes through it, and it, you know, it's supposed to kill it or radiate it. You know, it just doesn't work the same way as if you put it on the source of the problem.
Yeah.
And that's what the manufacturers say. Put it in close proximity to the coil, the evaporator coil.
Yeah, so, you want to get it closer to the source instead of taking a chance.
Right.
Like, it's like kind of, you know, swinging in the dark.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You don't want to do that. And so I do want to give you a chance to kind of explain, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening. This is Todd St. Orns from Gulf Coast Air Care. Like he says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. And today we're also talking about some really cool deals with the UV light.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really excellent offer they have going on at Gulf Coast Air Care. You can check them out online. But if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Somebody popped in and said, the best move ever. Was to have Todd check out our system. So friendly and super informative. Thanks, Todd.
Wow.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
Awesome.
I love those
wonder
things.
Who that is.
No.
Don't say it.
It's
we'll
not even
it
me, and I'm blushing. I love those moments.
That's good. Yeah.
But hey, please
well,
pop on
hard
in.
Hard to get those.
Yeah. Hey, can you explain the difference between like the ions and the ozone and the UV light?
Yeah. So, and that's an excellent question because I get a lot of, you know, it's like, how does this thing work? What does it do? So it's on all the time. It's on all the time. And there are some UV lights that produce ionized particles. It's called PCO, photocatalytic oxidization. That is a mouthful. It's unimportant that you know what that is. It creates this light field or this sterilizing area where the stuff passes through, and it's supposed to oxidize. So oxidizing is like rust. So in air, they use ionized particles. So they get a negatively charged particle, and it grabs onto like a dust particle or a mold spore or an allergen, and it latches onto it, and then it becomes heavy, and it falls out. The problem is if you get an ionized particle, which is an O1 oxygen, and if you mix it up to O2, you have O3, which is ozone. And ozone is a lung and eye and throat irritant. It's not good for you. And there are lots of information, lots of statements about ozone by the EPA, American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, the CDC. Everybody's got a statement about ozone. And I won't install anything that puts in ionized particles into your space or into your ductwork because you're one step away from having ozone in the house.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people that use ozone because it's great for odors. I mean, you have a house full of dogs. I had a lady that had a bird. She was a bird trader or whatever, and she had a bunch of birds, and it stunk horribly in there. And she was using this ozone machine and keeping the odor under control. But, you know, so how much poison is okay? Just a little bit of poison or a lot of poison? Or,
right.
I mean, you know, so the ozone is not something that – and there are different schools of thought about ozone. You know, oh, smells like fresh rain. Well, when a lightning bolt hits during a fresh rainstorm – 660,000 volts goes off, and you create all kinds of ionized particles.
It smells like fresh rain.
Yeah, it smells like fresh rain.
I've smelled it. I can't.
Yeah, when you know when you're out in the mountains and it's a fresh rainstorm, it's like, well, that's there because of the lightning and the thunder and all
right.
that. You got all this ozone in the air,
and it smells great.
You know, we get ozone alerts here in Pensacola in the summertime because of the sun and the layer of atmosphere, and it just creates, you know, that heat and that photocatalytic process. It comes out of the atmosphere, and so you'll see them in late July and August. You know,
right.
The ozone level, don't go outside if you have asthma or whatever. And that the same thing is happening in your house if you put in an ultraviolet light that produces ozone. And they are very distinct, and they change the light wavelength of the light coming off the bulb. That's how the difference is.
Okay.
And so one of them say it handles odor, and one of them will say it doesn't handle odor. And if it handles odor, if they tell you, oh, it'll take care of all the odors, you probably get ionized particles in the house. And, you know, so that's one of the things that if you have somebody that's sensitive or got allergies or got a compromised immune system, that's probably something you don't want.
No.
You know, and it's different. Some people are allergic to pets. Some people are, you know, that you can't be around smokers. Some people are, you know, they can stand in the middle of a forest fire and it doesn't even bother them, whatever, you know. So
those are the people I'm like, can we trade lungs?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's it. So, but anyways, you know, we spent a lot of time this morning here on the ozone and on the UV and on the it's a complicated, it's a layered, you got to peel back the onion a little bit on the ultraviolet light. Let me just tell you that we have them in stock. We have them on a discount this month. Call us at 850-934-2768, Gulf Coast Air Care. And I've been putting in UV probably, I think the first one I did was, I did it at my house. I'm like, oh, we got to try this at my house. I don't want to do anything for anybody that I don't aware of. I think I put one in 15 years ago.
Wow.
I've been in business 27 years, so... you know, we kind of know what we're doing. And, you know, we walked carefully into the UV field many, many years ago. And now we understand the, you know, the kind of the parameters, the basic science that's around there. There's still some junk science in the industry out there that they're using to try and sell these things or, you know, and whatever you need to do to wrap your head around the idea that the ultraviolet light can really help you, that's fine. But you know, reach out to an expert, somebody like us at Gulf Coast Air Care, and we'll be happy to help you kind of figure out what's the best scenario for you. Because I've seen in cases before where these people, their ductwork was just, it was horrible. It was not serviceable from a cleaning or it was leaking. And this lady wanted me to put in UV and put that Band-Aid on there. I'm like, no, I will not do that for you because you really, truly... you know, and her husband had cancer, and he had a clean bill of health, and she had this moldy ductwork, and it was horrible. And I said, UV is not going to fix this. Maybe at the end, but this duct system needs to come out. I can't even clean it. You know, and it was one of those things. And so we did talk about filtration, you know, to keep the dust and particulates down for her. But in some cases, you need guidance. And if you need guidance, you can call us 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. We're happy to give first, second, third opinions, you know, if there's a question. You know, because I still have people all the time, Jenna, that say, I don't know who to call. I don't know who to call. Right. So we're here for you.
And people, you know, listen, I was in 7% humidity a week ago. And today it's like 90.
But you look so radiant today.
Right, thank you.
You got their moisture back in your skin. You're good to go.
I was like about to drink lotion last week. So humidity isn't bad, but keeping it in check is what you have to do. And if you smell something, you've told me this before, if you're starting to smell something in your house and you don't have pets or, you know, it's becoming too pungent, there's probably something going on with what's flowing through.
Humidity's probably elevated.
Yeah.
So 40 to 50% is the comfort zone. And then above 60 is where the mold can grow. If you're above 60, 65% humidity on a regular basis, that's where there's enough moisture, there's enough water vapor to sustain microbial growth. So go get a little humidity monitor at one of the big box stores and check your humidity and see if you're below 60, and then you get to that 40 to 50% range. I bumped my my dehumidifier down at the house because we're getting ready to go to Colorado. For my birthday. I got a birthday coming up.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
And you can tell everybody, I mean, it's a pretty big birthday, and I'm super excited for you. And
well,
you're
it's
still
super
working.
Dry in Colorado. Dry. So I bumped the humidity down. So I'm preparing myself for this, you know, because your nose gets all dried out and your skin gets dried out. And
you literally can smell from your eyeballs. It's so dry. You're like, what's happening?
So, but on a regular basis, we don't have that here. We get this humid, and people perceive humidity going up in the summertime. It's more of an impact because of the heat.
Yeah.
But,
always have it.
Yeah. It's here all the time. I mean, there's not any time where a few days out of the year where you reach for the doorknob and it shocks you. You know how that's when you know that humidity is really dry.
Right.
And that happens all the time in Nevada. All the time in, you know, places where it's arid or where it's really dry. Arizona, like, oh, man, you get shocked from the door. That's low humidity there. So, but we can help you with duct cleaning and filtration and the ultraviolet light and, you know, just a host of things that we do. That and we're in that niche. We're in that, you know, kind of that specialized, you know, niche where some people don't realize, like, wow, I didn't really realize it. You know, I was at a house the other day, and this gal was pregnant, and they were, you know, first child, and they were all excited, but they were worried about the house. and I pulled out a flow hood to start measuring airflow, and they're like, what's that? And I said, how many guys have been here? And they said, well, two other guys, and then we called this third guy, and he said, get you out here. And I said, so really three references before I got here, and you've not seen an airflow hood to check airflow and try and figure out what's going on with the air conditioning system. Like, no, but we feel like we found the guy now. And I'm like, yeah, you have. You know, I mean, I don't want to guess at anything. I test it all. You know, and that's one of the things that we do. You know, maybe I'm an old school dinosaur, that, and we do things kind of the long way around. But it's going to be right, because I'm not trying to sell 20 units into all these systems. I want an individual outcome for that customer at that house on that day, and whatever it takes to get there is what we do.
Right. Like, like you said, it's in the details.
Absolutely.
You skip those details, you miss that little pocket there that could grow mold, then boom.
You know? We want the proper outcome for you at your house, and, you know, in your health and life and your wallet with the energy. But that makes us not the cheapest in town. So, and I hear that on occasion. Gosh. It's like, all right, well, you know, get somebody to go crawl in your attic and fix this stuff in the middle of June, July, and see. I mean, it's just, it's a tough go.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's what it takes.
That visual in my mind, too. I just see my, you know, it's all everybody being stuck up there in a sauna.
Belly crawling through insulation in the summertime. Ooh, yeah. We charge for that, people. We charge extra for that.
Exactly. Hey, tell everybody, we have about a minute left. Tell everybody about this excellent deal you got going on. It's limited time to get on it.
This is the third month in a row that I've done this UV special because of the pandemic and all that, because of the way it's gone. So we have the UV light discounted $77 this month. The Fresh Air Blue Tube is what we're using. It works great. Call us at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. There's a little bit of information on there, and I'm wearing the web designer hat, so I probably need some help. But if I can help you, Todd at gulfcoastaircare.com is my email. Send me a note.
Thank you, Todd.